你赐给我们母亲，我们更感谢你，你赐给我们主耶稣基督。你的爱比母亲更伟大，我们通过母亲的爱明白神的爱，让我们今天在座的每一个人都能够经历神的爱，享受神的爱，在神的爱里面成长。听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督名求，阿们。今天是母亲节。
It's Mother's Day today.
我们首先要向母亲表示我们的敬意。
We want to first pay our respect to all the mothers.
我们请所有的母亲都站起来。
We ask all the mothers to please stand up.
我们向他们鼓掌，感谢他们。
We give thanks to them.
请坐。
Please sit down.
我们这里还有一位最年纪大的母亲。
We also have one of the oldest mother here.
哪一位是最大的？你知道吗？
Do you know who that is?
哪一位母亲年纪最？ Mrs. Carlson? Please stand up.
Mrs. Carlson is the
oldest
mother.
We get the oldest mother. Thank you. 请坐。Please sit down. 我觉得这个母亲节是非常值得纪念的。
I feel that Mother's Day is really a day to be remembered.
我们要了解神的爱。
We want to understand God's love.
其实最容易的一个办法就是看一看母亲的爱。
And the easiest way to understand that is through looking at Mother's love.
我们在座的每一个人都享受过母亲的爱。
Every one of us here have enjoyed having Mother's love.
有的人享受的时间比较少一点。
And some maybe have enjoyed time a little less.
吴凯是比较早的母亲离开你，是吧？不是，啊，不是母亲 ，sorry， 父亲。我们在座可能有的人这个母亲离开的我们比较早一点。
And some of us may have their mothers who have left earlier.
这是一个很不幸的事情。
And this is a very unfortunate thing.
我们大部分的人都享受过母爱。
But most of us have enjoyed a mother's love.
每个人都可以回忆起母亲怎么爱你。
And we can all remember how our mother loved us.
美国总统亚伯拉罕·林肯说过一句话。
And the American President Abraham Lincoln once said,
一个人只要有母亲，他就不是一个贫穷的人。
He said, if one only has a mother, then the person cannot be poor.
我非常喜欢这句话。
And I really like his saying.
我有母亲。
I have a mother.
我就有一切。
Then I have everything.
我不羡慕金钱。
I don't have to admire money.
我不羡慕地位。
I don't have to crave for position.
我需要的是母亲的爱。
But what I need is a mother's love.
人最怕的是没有安全感。
What one fears most is not to have a sense of security.
人最大的毛病就是心灵的毛病。
And the greatest problem one can have is a psychological problem.
母亲可以给我们带来保护和心灵的安慰。
And a mother can bring us the protection and a psychological comfort.
我们今天纪念母亲节，就是不要忘记母亲的恩情。
And today, when we remember having this Mother's Day, what we want to do is not to forget the mother's love.
趁着母亲还健在。
While our mothers are still with us.
多花一点钱。
Spend a little more money.
不管你花多少钱在母亲身上。
And no matter how much you spend on your mother.
不会过多的。
It is worth it.
母亲的恩情。永远难报。
Because a mother's love, you can never done rewarding.
圣经中怎样教导我们要对待父母的呢？
How does the Bible teach us that we should honor our parents?
我们一起来念一处圣经。
Let's read the Bible.
以弗所书六章一节到二节。
In Ephesians chapter 6 verses 1 through 2.
新约圣经以弗所书六章一节到二节。
The New Testament.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
Honor your father and mother, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on earth. And this is the first commandment with a promise.
你知道圣经一共有，旧约圣经有十条诫命。
You know that in the Old Testament there were Ten Commandments.
这都是神对我们的命令。
These are commandments from God to us.
这也是我们的义务。
It is our responsibility.
你不可以拜假神。
You cannot worship idols.
你不可以杀人。
You cannot commit murder.
这都是义务。
These are responsibility. These are what we ought to do.
你不可以说一 因为我没有杀人，就问神要我报仇，给你报仇。
You can't ask God. You say because I have not committed a murder, please reward me.
你不杀人是应该做的。
You should not commit murder. That's what you ought not do.
没有什么报酬。
There are no reward for that.
但是这十条诫命里面有一条，既是义务又有报酬。
But there is one commandment among the ten that it is what you ought to do, but you will also be rewarded.
就是第五条诫命。
And that's the fifth commandment.
要孝敬父母。
That you should honor thy parents.
这个孝敬父母是第一条带应许的诫命。
And this is the first commandment with a promise.
既是义务又是你的权利。
It is not only what you ought to do, but it is also a privilege.
你要想长寿吗？
Do you want to enjoy long life?
孝敬父母。
Then honor your parents.
你要想在世界上得福气吗？
Do you want to be blessed while you're on this earth?
孝敬父母。
Then honor your parents.
你知道世界上最长寿的一个人是谁？
You know who has on this earth has the longest life?
谁知道？
Who knows?
马图萨勒
Methuselah、
在创世纪五章二十七节有一个人叫马图萨勒，他一共活了969岁。
And that is in Genesis chapter 5 verse 27. He lived 969 years.
为什么？因为他孝敬父母。
And that's because he honored his parents.
他的父亲是谁？
Who was his father?
以诺。
There's Enoch.
他是一个与神同行的人。
Who walked with God.
他又有一个孙子。
And he has a grandson.
叫挪亚。
Named Noah.
他们一家四代都是敬畏神。
And all four generations worship and fear God.
在这个家庭里，马图萨拉孝敬父母。
And in this family, Methuselah honored his parents.
今天世界上的人为什么活得那么短？
And why are we all so short-lived?
不孝敬父母。
That's because we do not honor our parents.
如果你孝敬父母，
If you honor your parents,
你可以活到900岁。
You can live to be 900.
不相信吗？
Do you not believe this?
这是第一条带应许的诫命。
This is the first commandment with a promise.
母亲对孩子的影响太大。
And the mother's impact on children is very great.
一般来说，比父亲的影响大。
Generally speaking, it is greater than the effect of a father.
我们可以从圣经里看到一个例子。
And we can see an example in the Bible.
提摩太。
In Timothy.
提摩太后书一章五节说，想到你，保罗对提摩太说，想到你心里无畏的信心，这信是先在你外祖母罗伊和你母亲尤尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
And this is in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. It says, I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois,and in your mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded now live in you also.
外祖母和祖母的和母亲的信心不能遗传。
And the faith of the grandmother and the mother, they're not hereditary.
就刚才罗斯东给我们讲的，他母亲六岁带他到这个主日学，不能使他信耶稣。
And just like Brother Stone earlier testified, although his mother took him to the Sunday school when he was six, it could not make him a believer.
信心不能遗传。
Because the faith is not hereditary.
但是信心可以影响。
But faith can have an impact.
今天我们看到那些 youth.
And look at the youth today.
他们今天来唱歌很自然。
And when they were singing today, they were so natural.
他们信耶稣也很自然。
And they believe, their belief in God comes naturally.
他们受洗礼很自然。
And when they become baptized, it came naturally.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们的父母都信。
Because their parents are believers.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
父母相信，儿女很容易相信。
When the parents are believers, it's very easy for the children to come to believe also.
但是有人也提醒这个问题。
But somebody
提醒。
But there are some reminders on this.
就是说，如果你是父母相信，你相信的这个信心不是太可靠的。
But oftentimes, if the parents believe and the children naturally believe, the faith may not be so strong.
因为你是跟着父母。
Because if you follow in the footsteps of your parents,
你一定要自己亲身去经历神。
It has to come from your own experience with God.
要有个人的经历。
You have to have a personal experience.
要有个人的信心。
You have to have your personal faith.
但是，信父母，基督徒的父母对儿女的影响非常重要。
But the Christian parent does have a Christian parents do have great impact on the children.
我观察了很多家庭。
I've observed many families.
我看到很多人在信仰的道路上挣扎痛苦。
And I've seen many struggle on their path to belief.
他一直问一个问题，神到底存在不存在？
They kept asking the question whether God existed.
如果有一位母亲，她也是信主。
And if there's a mother who is a Christian,
这个儿女很容易相信。
Then it's very easy for the children to also believe. Why?
为什么？因为母亲对儿女的影响太大。
Because the mother has a greater impact on the
children. 母亲不会欺骗儿女。
Because the mother will not lie to the children.
母亲不会把坏的东西给儿女。
The mother will not give something bad for the children.
所以这个儿女看到母亲相信。
And so when the children see that the mother believes,
她很容易相信。
It's very easy for them to accept the same faith.
妈妈不会骗我。
So because mother will not lie to me.
所以我们看到这些 youth.
So look at those youth.
他们唱得多好。
How well they sang.
他们把他们的歌声献给神。
They gave God their voices.
他们把他们的歌声献给这个主日学。
They gave their voice to the Sunday school.
非常自然。
Very natural.
他们到大学里，他们还会继续相信。
And when they go to college, they'll continue to believe.
我提醒你们。
But let me remind you.
你们一定要感谢你们信主的父母。
But you have to give thanks to your Christian parents.
你们没有像别的人那样困难的挣扎。
Because you have not gone through this terrible struggle.
因为你们有好的父母在引路。
Because you have good parents leading you.
要感谢他们。
And so you need to give thanks to them.
虽然还有的母亲不信主。
Although there are also mothers who have not yet believed.
没有关系。
That's okay.
今天我们很多人到了教会来，他们父母并不一定信主的。
Today we have also lots of friends in church who may not have been are not believers yet.
但是母亲教导我们。
But the mothers teach the children.
要有一个好的品德。
They always said that you have to have good conduct.
母亲教导我们不要光念书，不要光有知识，还要做一个好人。
And the mothers teach us that do not just study and be a good person. You have had good conduct.
正是这个原因，很多人虽然父母不信主，也来到教会。
And because of that, although the parents may not be believers, the children still come to church.
还要来寻求怎么样做一个好人。
And to come to search how to be a good person.
所以今天你信主了，你还是要感谢你的母亲。
And so if today you believe Christ, you also have to thank your parents, your mother.
母亲是非常伟大的。
And mothers are very great.
可惜我今天的时间太短了。
But time is too short for me today.
我应该讲很长的时间。
I need a lot of time.
19世纪美国一个伟大的布道家叫穆迪。
And in the 19th century, there was a great evangelist named Moody.
他没有受过什么教育。
He did not receive any high level of education.
他从小时候父亲去世。
And when he was very young, his father passed away.
他在他舅父的鞋店里面做鞋匠。
And he was a cobbler at his uncle's shop.
家里生活很困难。
And he had the family life was very difficult.
他有八个兄弟姐妹。
He had 8 brothers and sisters.
总共九个人。
With him altogether 9.
人家劝他的母亲说：“把这些孩子送掉吧，你无法养活他们。”
Others counseled the mother to give the children away because she had no way to support them.
一个人怎么养活九个孩子？
So how could you alone raise 9 children?
但是穆迪的母亲坚持把这九个孩子放在身边。
But Moody's parents was determined to keep all of them together.
用她的爱心温暖每一个孩子。
And with her love, she warmed every one of them.
用她的信心影响每一个孩子。
With her faith, she created an impact on every one of them.
这九个孩子全部为主用。
And all 9 of them worked for the Lord.
为神做了不起的工作。
They did great work for the Lord.
穆迪第一次出来布道的时候
，When Moody first came out to evangelize,
有一个听众对穆迪说，听完了对他说
，There was an audience who told him after his speech,
你今天的讲道里面有13个地方有文法错误。
He said, today in your sermon there were 13 places you made grammatical errors.
穆迪听了以后，他很恭敬地对这位先生说。
And Moody replied very respectfully.
谢谢你的提醒。
Say thank you for reminding me.
就是因为像你们这样有学问的人不出来为神工作，神拣选了我。
And because of you all highly educated persons who have not come out to work for Lord, God has chosen me.
如果你们出来工作，那个效果不是更好吗？
If you are all out here.Serving the Lord, won't the effect be even better?
今天你看我们的女生小合唱。
And look at the ladies' small group who sang harmonized today.
他们不是唱的最好的。
They aren't the best ones.
但是最好的不愿意出来。
But the best ones won't come out.
所以他们是唱的最好的现在。
And so now they are the best ones.
就是愿意出来的人里面最好的。
They are the best among those who are willing to come out and sing for the Lord.
如果你觉得不满意，你自己出来。
If you are not satisfied, then come out yourself and sing.
可能你站上来的时候还要发抖。
And maybe you'll be shaking in front of the microphone.
他们把自己献给神。
Because they give themselves to the Lord.
我听了很受感动。
I was very touched when I heard them.
他们要把这个歌声带到 Pullman, Washington.
And they want to further to bring these voices to Pullman, Washington.
我希望他们能够把自己的心唱出来。
And I hope that they will sing their hearts out.
他们会带领更多的人像感动我们一样感动他们。
So that they will touch more hearts just like they touch ours today.
我自己也受过母亲的影响。
And I myself am also greatly affected by my mother.
每当我想起我的母亲和我的祖母，我心里很激动。
And every time I think about my mother and grandmother, I get my heart stirred.
我的祖母是一个非常虔诚的基督徒。
My grandmother is a very pious Christian.
她是小脚女人。
And she has small feet in those days.
每个礼拜天她走路去做礼拜。
And every Sunday she would walk to worship the Lord.
三轮车在旁边，因为价钱讲不好，她宁可不要坐三轮车去做礼拜。
There were trishaws along the way, but because they can be expensive, she rather walk to worship.
她舍不得付三轮车的钱。
She didn't want to pay the money for the trishaw.
我开始以为她很穷。
First, I thought she was very poor.
其实她很有钱。
But actually, she's quite rich.
她要省下每一分钱。
But she wants to save every penny she could.
奉献给教会。
To offer to the church.
她接待过多少传道人。
She has hosted many missionaries.
她接待过多少牧师。
And she has hosted many pastors.
就是这个原因，所以我认识很多中国有名的牧师和传道人。
And because of her, I've known many famous pastors and missionaries in China.
她把家里的房子腾出一层楼。
And she kept a floor in the house.
任何传道人白吃白住，随吃随住。
Especially for any pastors or missionaries, they can come and live and eat there free.
我记得最后一位宣教士。
I remember the last missionary we had.
住在我们家里。
He was living at our house.
我祖母去世了。
And at that time, my grandmother had passed away.
他住在那。
And he was still living there.
一直住到祖母去世以后20年。
And he lived there until 20 years after my grandmother passed away.
他住在我们家里。
And he was still living at our home.
死在我们家里。
And he passed away at our house.
祖母的心对待传道人是这样的虔诚。
And my grandmother, she has such loving heart towards the missionaries.
我记得我很小的时候，有一次我跟她讲话。
And I remember one time when I was very young and talking to her.
我说的有一个传道人脸上都是马匹。
And I casually mentioned about the facial marks that one missionary had as a result of chickenpox.
他马上就改变脸色。
And she immediately turned and told me.
他说神的仆人，你怎么敢随便讲话？
And she told me very solemnly, she said, God's servant, how can you gossip about him?
我记得非常清楚。
And I remember this very clearly.
我今天到今天为止我都记得非常清楚。
And even today I remember that as if it were yesterday.
所以在任何情况下，你们讨论神的仆人时，我不讲话的。
And so, in under any situation, if you were discussing about a God's servant, I will not say anything.
这是神的仆人。
Because these are God's servants.
你要把神当成神。
You have to treat God like God.
今天的现代人不喜欢虔诚这两个字。
And today's people usually we don't like to use the word pious.
他们认为虔诚是一种迷信。
They think of piety as a superstition.
只要心里相信就可以了。
They say all you have to do is believe in your heart.
心里相信一定会表现出来。
But if you truly believe, it will express through your outward expressions.
不可能心里相信就埋在心里。
It is impossible to completely bury what you truly believe.
最后我要讲一讲我的母亲。
And I want to talk about my mother.
昨天下午我打电话给她。
Yesterday afternoon, I called her.
我想向她祝贺母亲节。
I want to wish her a happy Mother's Day.
因为在中国是昨天下午，就是今天上午。
Because in China, yesterday afternoon is today morning.
八点多钟，我想她找她没去做礼拜，打电话去。
So I thought it would be 8 o'clock this morning, she would still be home.
人不在。
But she wasn't there.
等到下午，我想打做礼拜钟回来了，打电话去，人不在。
By afternoon, I continued to call, she wasn't there.
没有打到电话。
So I didn't get in touch with her.
我无法向她传递母亲节的祝贺。
So I could not give her my best wishes.
但是我，她教育我。他告诉我一个非常重要的信息。
But she has taught me a very important message.
他从小告诉我要把教会当成自己的家。
And since I was little, she has taught me that I have to treat the church as my home.
诗篇八十四篇说：“我羡慕可想耶和华的愿意，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋。”燕子为自己找着报酬之窝，在你的院宇住一日，甚是在别处住千日。我宁可在我神殿中看门，不愿意住在恶人的帐篷里。
八十四篇。
Psalm 84.
Okay.Better is one in verse 10. Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
从小母亲用她自己的行动把这篇诗篇活出来。
And ever since I was little, my mother lived this verse.
她真是喜欢神的教会。
She truly loved God's house.
她真是把神的教会看成自己的家。
And she treat God's house as her own home.
也许你会说，你这位妈妈很迷信。
You may say, well, your mother is quite superstitious.
老糊涂了，没地方去。
That she may be senile and has no place to go.
所以只好到教会里混混日子。
So she has to spend her time in the church.
你错了。
But you're wrong.
50年前，我的妈妈是在 IBM 公司工作的。
50 years ago, my mother worked at the IBM Corporation.
前几年 ，IBM 公司重新开张。
And a few years ago, IBM started the company again in China.
他们的总裁在他们的这个档案里面找到我妈妈是中国 IBM 的元老。
And in their old record, they found that my mother was one of their earlier employees.
她特地到我们的家来。
And they came to our house.
他请妈妈出来主持开幕典礼。
And invited my mother to manage an open ceremony.
我妈妈不是一个传道人那时候。
At that time, my mother was not a missionary.
她是一个平信徒。
She was a lay believer.
她很忙，也像现在的人一样忙。
She was very busy, just like many of us here today.
一个平信徒很忙的一个女人，还有家务，但是她爱神的教会。
A lay believer who was very busy and has a family, but she loved God's church.
她把神的教会看成自己的家。
And she looked upon God's church as her own home.
50年了。
And for 50 years.
这个印象在我的脑海里永远无法消除。
And I can never forget what she has done.
我看到很多。
I've seen many things.
我看到很多教会里的问题。
I've seen also many problems inside the church.
我看到很多牧师也会有问题。
And I've seen that even among pastors there can be problems.
人会软弱的。
Because humans are weak.
在中国教会关门的13年，我也没办法去教会。
And in China, the churches were closed for 13 years, and I had no way of going to church.
不是不愿意去，是没有地方去。
It's not that I didn't want to go, but there was no place to go.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
母亲用她的行动所告诉我的，教会是神的家，没有动摇过。
But mother, through her own conduct, tells me that the church is the God's family.
她一直在提醒我一句话：教会是值得你爱的。
And she always reminds me that the church is worth your love.
不管在任何情况下。
Under any conditions.
你要把教会看成自己的家。
You have to look upon the church as your own family.
时间已经到了。
Time is up.
我还有一半没讲。
And I have half more message to go.
没关系。人的信息一定会过去。
And that's okay, because a message from a human will always pass.
神的话永远长存。
But God's words will live forever.
为什么要爱教会？
Why do we need to love the church?
因为这是神的家。
Because this is God's family.
神在这里，这是最快乐。
And God is here, and this is the happiest family.
你知道母亲节的创始人是谁吗？
Do you know who started the Mother's Day?
有一个美国人叫 Mrs. Anna Jarvis.
It is an American name, Anna Jarvis.
她在1904年就开始推动，最后1914年被美国总统承认。
And she started the movement to have a Mother's Day in the early 1900s. And in 1914, in May, it officially became a law.
母亲节被认定了。
And Mother's Day then was started.
但是你知道，母亲节最后被污染了。
But you know, eventually the day was tainted.
商人利用母亲节来做生意。
Because the businessman uses this day to create more, generate more business.
大家都要带多 carnation.
It became commercialized. Everyone has to wear a carnation.
Carnation 就是 Jarvis 提出来的。
And this was brought up by Anna Jarvis.
表示纪念的母亲。
And she brought up to remember the mothers.
但是人要赚钱。
But business people want to make profit.
所以这个 Miss Jarvis 气得不得了。
And so Miss Jarvis was very upset with the whole
在
thing.
1923年。
And in 1923,
她起诉。
And so she appealed.
她要停止母亲节。
She wants to stop the Mother's Day.
停止不了。
But she could not.
她自己去组织人家卖这个花。
And so she went and tried to stop those people who sell the flowers.
她自己被抓起来。
But she got arrested instead.
她一辈子没有结婚。
And she never got married.
一个提倡母亲节的人自己不愿意做母亲。
One who started the Mother's Day, but she was not willing to become a mother.
母亲的爱是伟大的。
A mother's love is truly great.
但是是有限的。
But it is still limited.
是人的爱。
Because it is the human love.
神的爱更伟大。
God's love is even greater.
人只爱自己的孩子。
People, we only love our own children.
母亲只爱自己的孩子。
And the mother loves her own children.
但是神爱全世界的人。
But God loves everyone in the world.
他甚至爱到一个地步，他把自己的独生儿子都赐给每一个人。
He loves us so much that he gave us his only begotten son.
人间的爱，这是天上爱的一个象征。
And the love you see among in the world is merely a symbol of the love in heaven.
他们无法相比。
But you can't compare them.
感谢神，我们今天每一个人都不但能享受人间的母爱。
Give thanks to the Lord that today we not only can enjoy our mother's love.
我们更能享受天上神的爱。
But we can also enjoy our Heavenly Father's love.
有了神的爱，我们才真正的满足。
And when we have God's love, then we have true satisfaction.